this morning. 1 Corinthians, Chronicles, I'm sorry, 16, 23 to 25, and verse 27. You can speak that with me as we gather in this name.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations. His marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord, and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and joy in his dwelling place.
Charlie's been calling a lot of you women. Don't listen to her.
It's working. There's 18 signed up.
Yeah, I know. 16 signed up already.
No, 18.
18.
Where's it going to be?
It's going to be at the waterfront. That is at Bridges Bay. And I hope you get lost. And you don't show up there. But that's this Wednesday at 11:30. And it's probably a good day to do it, Wednesday. A lot of the tourists are probably not around like they are on the weekends, but I hope you get a place to sit. Thursday, we have lunch with the bunch. That's another Bible study that I lead in the fireside room. We're doing 1 Peter, and that's open to anyone. Bring a sack lunch if you want. You don't have to bring a sack lunch, but we just have an hour together. And,
is it Timothy?
Yeah.
Who did I say? Peter?
Yeah.
It's 1 Peter. I stand corrected. I was wrong. It's 1 Timothy we're looking at. And it's so different to go to that Bible study without having Norma and Elmer Levinas with us. They used to come so faithfully. And as many of you know, that Elmer is in the hospice room at Spirit Lake Hospital. I've been up to see him twice this last week and prayed with him and talked with Norma. And it's always good to be with them, but not sometimes under those circumstances either. So just keep them in your prayers as well. Just want to remind you that next Sunday is something we've never done before. We're just going to see what's going to happen. Potluck supper at 5. With a hymn sing at 6:00. And I'm thankful that Lynn Kelly is going to be playing some of the older hymns, but actually good words to a lot of these hymns that we'll be singing Sunday night. And we're just going to go for an hour, just singing, no preaching. And we'll see how it goes. But you can do that once a month. Is a plan. And it's open for friends to come, for the community to come. Anybody, it's a good time to, if you got friends, just say, hey, come with us and let's sing some songs next Sunday night. So that's at 6:00, the songs are, the potluck is at 5:00. You can come to both, or come to one, however you want to do that. And then also the blessing box. Dave, you got an announcement to give on the blessing box?
Yeah, I'll make it real brief for you. We're getting low on supplies again, so about every couple of weeks, if you think about it, you can bring in a few supplies. The canned meats, particularly, are very popular. Box cereals, mac and cheese, peanut butter, crackers, those kind of things would be appreciated. We're very low on supplies. If you have no way of getting to the grocery store, or you can always give some cash to Karen. Karen may got a check to Fairway. Fairway's been our biggest contributor to giving us foods when they have extra supplies. So we like to give them business back. So that's just another way of giving back if we can't get to grocery stores. So thanks again in advance for bringing the supplies.
Thanks very much, Dave. You know, Dave's been coming every day to restock that box. It's not only popular with people, it's popular with ants.
It's spraying, and it's spraying.
I mean, not uncles, aunts and uncles, but the other kind. But the ants have found the blessing box, so we are a blessing to the ants as well.
I'm keeping them out, though.
But Dave is killing the ants. Not cool. But thank you so much for doing those things, Dave. And his daughter, Emily, painted that blessing box, and she's here today, too. Yeah. So thank you, Emily, very much. Well, you've done so. You see some of the prayer requests that are in the bulletin, and notice that there are some dads that are also listed in there, some that are going through some difficult times. Elmer is one. You got Dwayne Anderson, another one. Al Holman, who's not here today, but he's had a little surgery. He was doing some doctoring as well. And there may be others, but Dave Conde has to go back on dialysis. He's been told that, so he figures he's got to be on that for the rest of his life. But Dave also said this. let the Lord's will be done. He goes, I love Jesus, and I'm ready to go when he calls me. And so that's Dave's attitude, and he'll say that matter-of-factly, and just, he believes it with all his heart. So I just thank you for that. We see others that are in the prayer request as well. Let's look to the Lord in prayer this morning before I turn it back over to the praise band here. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the dads that are here today, the grandpas, great-grandpas. Lord, we pray that the phone or FaceTime can be utilized today and people express just it's just Happy Father's Day, being remembered today in some way, shape, or form. Lord, it's not an easy time to be a dad or a grandpa in the days in which we live. But we're thankful that you are our Heavenly Father, and that we can come to you at any time, day or night, because you are always here. And you will never leave us or forsake us, as your word tells us. And so we just pray today would be a special day for the hearts and lives of the dads, the grandpas here, and those that aren't here, those that are watching on Zoom. That today will be a day that we bring praises to our lips as fathers and as dads to say, Lord, I'm thankful for my family. Thankful for the children or the child that you have brought into this world because of me and my wife. So Lord, may today be one of those days where we have to pinch ourselves and say, is this for real? Children, grandkids, to be around and to be able to watch them grow up and be there when they call. And not everybody has that privilege, not everybody has that chance. So make today a special day. But most of all, thank you for being our Heavenly Father. And all that takes place in life, we can always depend on you. We can always trust in you. Because you are who you are. Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. And you'll never leave us or forsake us. Be with today's service, Lord, all that is said and done, in a way that we know we spend time in your presence.
Thank you.
anxious to see kids lighting the candles, wanting to ring the bell, and coming because there's coffee. I mean, that's not really true, is it? Come because of coffee?
I think so. Coffee is good.
We're glad that you are here, and it's great that you are here. Our responsive reading today comes to us from 1 Peter, not from 1 Timothy, but from 1 Peter. Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that, having died to sins, we might live for righteousness. Jesus Christ, he is the one who came by water and by blood. Jesus Christ, the righteous one, he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. For you were like sheep going astray, but you have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your soul. Just asking. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we look at your verse, it is the words of Solomon, who was known as the wisest man that this world has ever seen, and yet sometimes I wonder, Lord, how wise he really was. But we have this word here before us today. May it work in our hearts and our lives as we think about fatherhood today, about being a dad, about being a grandpa. And we're grateful for all those that are here today, even the families and the children and whoever else is here today just to spend this special day to be with dad or with grandpa today. And for those that will be calling because of the miles and the price of gas, that would love to make it but couldn't today, but hopefully we'll call on their cell phones to make their day to be remembered. And so, Lord, use your word here today in our hearts and our lives, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just want the ladies to know today that, you know, I'm talking to the guys. So, you ladies, this really isn't for you, but you can listen in. But get your elbows ready. If you have your significant other next to you, your loved one, your groom, or groom-to-be, well, Allison, you can do it to Ed, even though his wife's not here. But you can still do that to Ed. Or Nancy, you can just look over at Ed. Yeah. The message today are wise words from Proverbs, King Solomon, where he says, a wise son or daughter brings joy to his or her father. Something to ponder. You know, we all have different memories. We all come from different backgrounds. And what kind of relationship did you have with your dad? Some of you had a good relationship. Some of you said, I don't even know who my dad was or is. I don't see my dad often. Or I don't talk to him much. He doesn't like to talk on the phone. On and on it can go. But here we find in our text today that there is joy to a dad that comes from the son. It's not always difficulty, but there can be some dads who said, like, I wish I would have had more joy with my son than what I did have. And some of your dads are not here today. There's no way to communicate with them, but hopefully if you are a dad, there's one of your kids or somebody's going to communicate with you. I'm a dad of two daughters. I don't know what it's like to raise boys, but I hear boys are really tough. Two daughters are a piece of cake. It's been fun to watch our girls as they got married. You know, we've kind of been able to walk them down the aisle, been able to be there for their weddings, and then to be there when the grandkids come. So I got four grandkids, two boys and two girls. And now it's kind of fun when you go see your kids to see how good they're at parenting. And you got to just smile. Because you go like, that's when I remember the way you were. When you were a little tyke, when you were their age, you kind of did the same thing. So now, it's fun to see how you're handling it. We never did do timeouts. You know what a timeout is? Yeah. We believed in good discipline. Like, put your nose in the corner of a room and don't move till next day. Come back. No, we didn't do that. We would sometimes send them to the room and just say, stay here till we come and then we had to settle down and go back in there and just talk with them and say, here's what's going on. Not to do it out of anger, but to be able to just say, okay, I'm really upset, and this is why I'm upset. And this is why I sent you to your room. I tried to explain the reasons, because I never got that really when I was a child. At least I don't think, Mom. And of course, I'm 66, so it was a lot I don't remember anymore, which is probably a good thing. So anyway, when we think of Proverbs, Proverbs are words that go along with obedience to what God's word says. Good things happen whenever we follow God's word. We're not always obedient, are we? But we ask the Lord to help us to be enlightened by his word. Because even Jesus mentions in Matthew 7, it's Jesus who says, the wise man builds his house on the rock. And he first says, the foolish man builds his house on the
sand.
There's a lot of truth to that. The wise man builds his house upon the rock. The foolish man builds his house on the sand. And of course, there's talking about a foundation. A good foundation, you can't get a better one than solid rock. You build something on the sand, what's going to happen to that foundation? It'll shift, it'll crack, it'll, if the rains come, whatever it is, like we see in Yellowstone, the rivers start flooding, it takes that house and everything underneath it, destroys it. When a dad steps out of God's design, and God's design, it's very important that there is a father in your life, or was in your life. You know, we have a heavenly father if we don't have a dad that's with us today. We can look to our heavenly father, who will give us a lot of good advice as we read his word or spend time listening to it, applying it to our lives. That the family is going to operate much better when there's a father involved than one who isn't. It is like a mistuned engine. If it's not running on all cylinders, are you going to notice it? And chances are you will. If you don't do anything about running on all cylinders but one, what's going to happen to that engine over time? You know, something worse is going to take place. And so is the same when it comes to being a dad in a home. There's going to be big problems if dad is not tuned in to God, not having a relationship with the Lord. It will affect the family in some way. It's going to come out. So the first point I want to make today is, generally speaking, is this. Where are dads today? Generally speaking, where are dads today? They pour their lives into their jobs and careers. There's something about a guy who likes to be doing something. You know, even if you're retired, some of you say, I'm busier now than I ever was, doing things. But when you're a dad, it seems like you live for the weekends. You can't wait till the weekend gets here. Of course, it depends what kind of a job you have. And then, of course, the weekends can be recreation times. Dads can just live for recreation. It's high on the list. I want to go and do this. It's more fun than anything else I've done. And I deserve it because I worked hard all week. And therefore, I'm going fishing. Or I'm going to go boating. I'm going to go drinking and partying it up because Monday's coming. Sometimes we find that dads today, generally speaking, is they can help. They always have time to help somebody else, right? But then they don't do anything at home. The projects that, or the honey-do list that's there, it's kind of like those just are always there. But if somebody else asks for help, you're right there, helping them do whatever it may be, if you're able to do it. So when dads are home, they're on the cell phone, or they got control of the remote. How many dads like have a control of the remote? I'm glad I got one. Don't know how else to use it, but it feels good to be holding it in your hand. Or they're sometimes too tired to do anything, they just kind of go like, just let me relax. I've been working hard all week, I just might want to be left alone. Ever heard that one? Ever said that? And if you didn't say it out loud, maybe you thought that. And you just give a big sigh like, okay. Well, there's pressures of life that go along with being a dad today too. There's job schedules that force them to be away from home. No, sometimes it's not in your control. You got to be away from home. You're stressed out over paying bills. Maybe not as stressed out as your wife is. Or your wife will make you stressed out to pay the bills. So there are dads who really don't know how to be dads. You can be like Maynard Melktoast. He's the kind of dad that just says, just do whatever you want to do. I really don't care. That's Maynard the Melktoast. Nothing really gets him upset, gets him uptight. Just do what you want to do. Then you might have the macho man, full of pride. I can do anything. Just let me know what it is and I'll get it done. You can have Ivan the Iron Fist. What I say goes, so don't get any funny ideas. Or maybe you can be Henry the Henpig.
Yes, dear.
Whatever you say. And sometimes that is a good thing to be able to say. Yes, dear. There are a lot of deadbeat dads that they're called today. Dads that do not take the responsibility that is theirs for being a father, for being a dad. If you have a dad that was responsible and took care of you and looked out for you, you know, tell him how much that meant to you, how much you appreciated that. And you know, sometimes growing up, to get to be 18 years old, it seems like it's going to take forever. But it's gone before you know it. Where do we learn about being a father? Well, there really is no university that I'm aware of that you go to learn how to be a father, or a college, or even in school. A lot of times we learn it from the home we came up in. We learned it from the dad we had, or the one whom we chose to be our father. And so that's where the vast majority of how to be a dad is today. It's from our earthly father. Over the years, your dad's image can look something like this. 4 years old. When you're 4 years old, how do you look at your dad? My daddy can do anything. He can even beat up your dad. 7 years old. My dad knows a lot, a whole lot. He is really up here. At 12 years of age, well, dad doesn't know that either. 12 years old. 14 years old. Dad? He is really out to lunch. And he's really old fashioned. 14 years of age. 21. The old man is a real loser.
Oh.
25 years old. Dad knows just a little bit, but not much. But he does know some things. 30 years old of age, I'll call Dad and see what he says. 50 years old. What would Dad have thought about that? Hmm. 60 years old. My dad literally could fix anything. My dad knew a lot. 70 years old. I wish I could talk to Dad once more. I got that somewhere, someplace. But there's a lot of truth in knowing that the influence of your dad will change over the years. And it depends upon where you're at today, what age you are, and how you view your dad. There are the four greatest things that a dad can do for his children. Four things. The greatest thing you can do, first of all, is to know that Jesus is in control of your life. That's the first thing. Doesn't mean you're going to be perfect, but because of Jesus, you can say, man, I was wrong. In the last Sunday, we're talking about saying, I'm right. But here you're able to say, yeah, I'm wrong. I'll be honest with you, I'm not that great of a father. I messed up here and I messed up there. It is good for your kids to hear that you're human. And you don't always do everything right. The second thing that you can do for your kids is to love their mother. Show the kids how much you love their mom. It can be easier said than done. But it'll always be a hit with your kids when they see how much you respect, how much you love your wife. Thirdly, is spend time with them. Shows how much you love them. You want to spend time with them. If you can't be with them, you call them and just visit with them. Just say, yeah, I was just thinking about you. When are you up to? You might be too busy to talk right now, but it would be a good time to visit or talk. At least you're thinking of it. You want to spend time with your kids. You know, don't kind of be the couch potato. You kind of go like, nah, just go do what you want to do. I'm just going to sleep here. Spend time with your kids. And the last one is discipline your kids. Of course, kids are not like that. But they need to learn what discipline is. That they cannot just rule the roost. Too many times kids run the show. And mom and dad just let it happen. They're not being a mom and dad. They're not being a parent. Parenting means there are boundaries. Kids need to know what those boundaries are. They need to live within those boundaries. And they'll one day come back and tell you thanks. Thanks for disciplining me. Thanks for just not letting me do like my friends did. Because look where they're at today. Look how their lives are. I'm glad you were my dad. I'm glad you were my mom. There is a time when children ask, when is dad coming home? Because they're looking forward to your presence. And that's a healthy thing when the kids are asking, when is dad coming home? When's dad coming? An unhealthy indicator is when you come home and everyone scatters and doesn't want to be near you. That's happening in your home. That's not healthy. That's not a good thing. So which way do you want it, dads? Do you want to be run over because they're glad to see you, or do you want to go and look for them because they're hiding from you? They really don't want to be around you. It would be appropriate that we take a few moments right now and just let God speak to our hearts today as dads and as fathers, grandpas, great-grandpas. Let God speak to our hearts today. And thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be a dad, first of all, but then thank God for every son and daughter that He has given us. Ask God to forgive you where you have failed as a dad, as a father. Trust Jesus Christ to come and help you to be the kind of dad or grandpa or great-grandpa that He wants you to be. Because Jesus is able to help you to be that. So let's just pray, shall we? Just in silence, say, Lord, just show me where I'm at with my kids today, my grandkids. Do they just say, I love you, or do they really mean it? Does their mom and dad have to tell them, tell grandpa, that you love them? Or is it something the kids just say it on their own? Because they truly do. Lord, there is no perfect Father here today. Only You are that perfect Heavenly Father that can help us earthly dads to be what only You can help us to be. Help us to be not so stubborn. Help us to be more understanding. Help us to say things in the sounds of our voice that is loving and caring. Help us to be more patient, trusting You for the results that are needed to take place in their lives. Towards our kids, grandkids, even our neighbors. So we come before You today, Lord, just saying, forgive us. Forgive us dads. Forgive me for blowing it. And there's no reason why I should even be honored today, because a lot of the things that I know I should do, I don't do. So thank You for listening to my heart here this morning, where I can appreciate more than maybe I've had before about being a dad to my family. So let us pray the prayer that Jesus taught His disciples to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Against us, and lead us not into temptation,
deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us stand as we recite the Apostles' Creed together this morning. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, the Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, and died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Amen. You may be seated. Receive the benediction today. Comes to us, Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.